This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, omnipotent, everywhere at the same time, omnipresent, all-knowledgeable, omniscient, the only true and living God who loves us so dearly, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is Christmas, the birthday of Jesus. My scripture comes from St. Matthew 1:18-25, which states, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means, interpreted, God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not, till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." My text comes from the 24th and 25th verses, which states, "Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not, till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." A new era in Israel's history begins with the story of Jesus' conception in the little town of Nazareth. The angel announces his conception, explaining that he is the prophesied Emmanuel. Mary had been betrothed to Joseph. The custom of betrothal was different from engagement in modern society. Customarily, the parents of a young man chose a young woman to be engaged to their son. A second stage of the betrothal involved official arrangements and a prenuptial agreement before witnesses, which was a legally binding contract and could be broken only by a formal process of divorce. Mary was found to be with child. Mary is about 4 months pregnant, having spent 3 months with Elizabeth, her relative. Betrothed partners were referred to as husband and wife, though they were not yet considered to be married. And having sexual relations during that period was considered immoral. Sexual unfaithfulness during betrothal was considered adultery, and under the Mosaic law, carried the death penalty by stoning. Joseph intended to maintain his personal righteousness, yet he desired to show compassion, even though Mary appeared to be an adulteress. Behold introduces something new or unusual. The angel of the Lord is Gabriel. The name Jesus was given to sons as a symbolic hope for the Lord's anticipated sending of salvation through a Messiah who would purify his people and save them from oppression. But the angel points out a more important thing: to save his people from their sins. Salvation from sins was a repeated promise in Old Testament prophets. Matthew thus presents the virgin birth of Jesus as God's miraculous fulfillment of his promise that God Emmanuel will be with his disciples in every age to empower them in their commission to make disciples of all nations. As Jesus reaffirms in the closing words of Matthew's gospel, "Behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Mary, being betrothed to Joseph, was already considered to be his wife. The name Jesus specifies what he does: God saves, while the messianic title Emmanuel specifies who he is: God with us. Let us look to the circumstances unto which the Son of God entered into this lower world. Till we learn to despise the vain honors of this world when compared with dutifulness and holiness. The mystery of Christ's becoming man is to be adored, not curiously inquired into. It was so ordered that Christ should partake of our nature, yet that he should be pure from the defilement of original sin, which has been communicated to all the race of Adam. Observe, it is the thoughtful, not the unthinking, whom God will guide. God's time to come with instruction to his people is when they are at a loss. Divine comforts most delight the soul when under the pressure of perplexed thoughts. Joseph is told that Mary should bring forth the Savior of the world. He was to call his name Jesus, a Savior. Jesus is the same name with Joshua. And the reason of that name is clear: for those whom Christ saves, he saves from their sins, from the guilt of sin by the merit of his death, and from the power of sin by the spirit of his grace. In saving them from sin, he saves them from wrath and the curse and all misery here and hereafter. Christ came to save his people, not in their sins, but from their sins, and so to redeem them from among men to himself, who is separate from sinners. Joseph did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him. Speedily, without delay, and cheerfully, without dispute, by applying the general rules of the written word, we should, in all the steps of our lives, particularly the great turns of them, take direction from God, and we shall find this safe and comfortable. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. By Katherine Dillinger, CNN, published Friday, December 8, 2023, "An outbreak of the tick-borne disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, has caused at least 5 illnesses, including 3 deaths, in the United States since July," the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned Friday. The 5 cases were identified in Southern California and involved people who had traveled to Teacup, Beijing, California, in the previous 2 weeks. 4 were under age 18, and 3 were U.S. residents, the agency said in a health alert. All 5 were hospitalized, and 3 died. The CDC is warning healthcare providers that if a patient has symptoms of Rocky Mountain spotted fever and has recently traveled to northern Mexico, they should consider starting treatment with the antibiotic doxycycline right away rather than waiting for test results to confirm the condition. Rocky Mountain spotted fever is a severe, rapidly progressive, and often deadly disease transmitted by the bite of infected ticks, although many persons do not recall being bitten by a tick, the agency notes. It's endemic in northern Mexico and in parts of southwestern United States, where it can be transmitted by brown dog ticks. It does not spread from person to person. Signs of infection can be mild in the first few days, including a low fever, headache, stomach problems, abdominal pain, rash, and swelling around the eyes and on the back of the hands. On or after about 5 days, someone may develop changes in mental state, coma, brain swelling, respiratory problems, and multi-organ damage. It's fatal in 5% to 10% of cases, and about half of those deaths happen within 8 days of the onset of illness. Anyone who's traveled to northern Mexico and developed symptoms of Rocky Mountain spotted fever within 2 weeks of their return to the United States should get medical attention right away, the CDC says. Protect against tick bites by treating pet dogs, using insect repellent, and wearing protective clothing when outdoors. Check yourself and children for ticks after spending time outdoors or around dogs, and immediately remove any ticks you find. Jesus was born, he lived, and was crucified to redeem us from our sins. Therefore, let us love him and have faith in him, so we may have eternal life with him. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. And thanks for tuning in. Today's topic is Sounds of Silence. According to interruption science, we are interrupted every 3 minutes. Phone calls, texts, tweets, social media, Zoom calls, and the constant demands to do more and be more. Sound familiar? The very fact that we have a field of science dedicated to interruption is evidence of how bad noise has gotten in our world. The white noise of this world is one of the greatest impediments to our spiritual growth. By definition, white noise is the sound that contains every frequency a human can hear. And because it contains every frequency, it's very hard to hear any frequency, especially the still voice of God. But silence helps us to hear God's voice. Silence can be the difference between sight and insight. Silence can be the difference between happiness and joy. Silence can be the difference between fear and faith. If you want to hear the heart of God, silence is key. Now, some of you listening may be thinking, you want to believe in God, but you feel the constant distractions and interruptions of life are throwing you off course. You may have questions, and that's okay. You desire a closer relationship with God, and you probably heard that Jesus came to save you from your sin, but you're not sure how that works. Well, if that's the case, I've got good news for you. Realize that all have violated God's divine law and fall short of His glory. But the good news is that God loves you and gives you the opportunity to come to Him, acknowledge your sin, and trust Him as your Lord and Savior. Will you neglect God for the noise of a fly? Or will you believe and receive? Believe Christ died for you and by faith receive Him into your life. Remember, God gave His Son Jesus, who died between two criminals, was buried in a borrowed tomb, but early on the third day He arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first. Pray